A few weeks ago, I attended a puzzle swap at the Danube Seniors Leisure Center, organized by Bradford resident Stephanie Somerville. Stephanie is an avid puzzler and an active member of our local puzzle swap Facebook groups, making her the perfect person to bring the community together for this event. Now, I'll admit, I'm not much of a puzzler myself. I wish I had more time. But my mother-in-law is, and I've accompanied her to a few swaps before. I also keep an eye out for puzzles at library book sales and thrift shops, always on the hunt for new ones for her collection. One thing I've realized is how quickly time disappears when you sit down with a puzzle. Last holiday season, I picked up a few Barbie puzzles and spent hours on the floor assembling them. My back was sore afterwards, but the satisfaction of placing that final piece was worth it. I always feel bad taking the puzzle apart once I am done with it. So far, I have glued and framed a few of my favorites. I completely understand why so many people, especially seniors, find puzzling to be such a rewarding pastime. It's a great way to stay engaged and keep the mind sharp. Puzzling itself is a fascinating subculture that has grown significantly in recent years, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Many dedicated puzzlers are brand loyal, only working with specific puzzle makers or sizes. Over time, I've come to know Amanda Belanger from Bradford, a well-known figure in the puzzle community. I first met her when she organized a group to tackle the massive 40,000-piece Disney puzzle, an incredible feat. At the swap, Amanda told me about an upcoming national puzzle competition in May, taking place in Georgetown, Ontario. I had no idea puzzling could be so competitive. Amanda is part of the Canadian Jigsaw Puzzle Association, a nonprofit organization that hosts both in-person and virtual puzzle competitions across Canada. To give you an idea of just how popular this hobby has become, the event is already completely sold out. It's also impressive that major puzzle brands like Ravensburger, Cobble Hill, and Eurographics have come on board as sponsors. Clearly, puzzling wasn't just a pandemic trend. It's here to stay. I had a wonderful time at the swap with my mother-in-law. We set up a table to trade puzzles while browsing other puzzlers' collections and making new exchanges. There are larger puzzle swaps that happen throughout the Greater Toronto Area. Puzzles are expensive, going for anywhere from $15 to $100 each, which is why swapping is such a great idea. At the Bradford event, I met a couple who regularly attend these gatherings and have connected with well-known puzzle enthusiasts, or influencers. Curious, I went down a rabbit hole watching some of these puzzle-focused profiles on Instagram and TikTok and discovered a range of entertaining trends. One standout was the hashtag Puzzle Pickup Challenge, where puzzlers complete a puzzle and then attempt to lift it in one piece without it falling apart. It is quite entertaining. Stephanie has hosted the Bradford Swap every winter for the past 3 years, and it's always a fun time meeting the puzzle enthusiasts and getting to know their puzzle style. One day, when I have more time, I hope to get more into it. For now, I love experiencing the puzzle craze vicariously through my mother-in-law and the local puzzling community, especially the thrill of hunting for unique puzzles. I hope to see even more local swaps in the future. Natasha Philpott is a Barbie-loving, cat-obsessed writer who lives in Bradford with her husband and 2 boys. Follow her on Instagram here, @TashaPhilly.